You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Alex.
You always sound so sleepy, Alex.
I do.
Yeah, you sound a little tired. Yeah.
You're sleepy or you're playing coy?
No, I'm hungover today.
Oh, that's right. Wait, you need to recount this story.
Yeah, we need to hear about your wild night out last night.
Yes.
Well, I told Liz, I didn't tell you, Micah. I got an Uber into the city for like a work thing and I drank too much, I'll be honest. But before that happened, I got out of my Uber and I hit the crosswalk light. And I got like halfway through the intersection. It was 4-lane intersection. So I get through it halfway through and this dude in a car passes by. And I saw that his window was cracked open. So I yelled, asshole, really loud. And when I looked up, I saw my bosses on the kitty corner as I was crossing the street. And I was like, oh my God. So I apologized to my boss. I was like, sorry about that. And then she later told me she didn't understand because I guess she didn't hear me. So then I had to tell her this whole story because she didn't hear me yell it. So then I'm like, all right, I admitted to something. Now I look like an asshole. But anyways, son, don't know how I got home.
No.
I know I threw up last night. Might have been outside. Might have been in my bathroom. Not sure. Sorry.
Well, at least the mess isn't there for you to find. So, you know, plausible deniability.
Let's just hope it was outside. Not your problem anymore.
Yeah.
It becomes nature's problem then.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten a complaint from Uber yet. So everything seems fine.
Oh, good call. I told you guys about my Uber throw up story earlier today.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We're going to have to tell that one next.
Oh, well, it's pretty quick, but.
Ooh, tell it.
Well,
you finish your work story.
I'm like, I got ADHD. We can circle back. It's okay.
My Uber throw up story was just like, we had family in town. I was with my parents.
Oh.
We were hungover because we had gone out with the family. The family came in town. We went to this sort of club scene the night before, drank a lot of wine, was on Ozempic, didn't handle it well, didn't eat enough. Next morning in the Uber, going to the Cardinals game with my parents, threw up outside of the car on the highway. I'm a quiet puker, so neither of them knew. I was in the back seat.
Oh my God.
My dad.
How do you pull that?
How dreadful!
My dad was in the front seat with the Uber driver and did look back at one point and saw me kind of like doing the thing with like where you're like,
oh my God.
It was really bad. And then my mom was paying for the Uber, so she ended up offering for the car wash because I thought I was really stealth. I thought the driver didn't see me, but she was like, "Yeah, are you gonna help clean off? I got to go to the car wash after this, after she dropped us off."
Oh my God.
I felt
that's
so bad.
So funny.
But yeah, don't drink on Ozempic.
Oh, yeah.
Heard that. Man,
I cannot believe that. I'm wrapping my head around that.
Yeah. What a picture you paint.
Yeah, that's my lovely story. I know. Well, everything is as it was. It's just that shit happens when, like, I was drinking wine the whole night before and I didn't eat enough. I didn't have enough to soak it up with. That was the problem.
Wine, it gets me like
it's always my problem.
Wine.
Fucked up so fast without any warning. I'm just like fucked up.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
I mean, and you know, it's that Ramona Pinot Grigio.
I mean, was that what you were drinking, girl? Shit. Was it Vanderpump Rosé?
No, I don't like rosé, actually. Nope.
Yeah, Rina Rosé. Was it
Countess needs a liquor now that I think of it?
Tipsy girl wine?
No. Everyone loves a tipsy girl.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they really do.
She made Prosecco.
Oh, well, whatever. It's a kind of wine, sort of sparkling, right? Sort of.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. I don't know if either of you guys saw Sonia on, speaking of the tipsy girl herself, on Watch What Happens Live this week.
I've been behind because you know I was out of town.
Couldn't focus on her the whole time. Her dress was falling down. Like her boobs were like a full cup size larger than the cups on the dress. It was maddening.
I did see the dress.
It was maddening. I sent it to you guys.
Oh, no. Her and Denise Richards did a skit, did the sweater scene for, I think it was like the Bravo account, it might have been, or Watch What Happens Live's account.
Oh, it must have been the after show or something. That was not part of the actual show. That's so weird.
Oh, no, it was like a real type of video, wasn't
it?
Oh,
gotcha.
I had it tagged to our story, but I'll have to put it back up.
I'll have to check that out. Where do we find it?
It was on our account, but...
I've been out of town for a couple of days, so I'm... Yeah, at Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast.
You're out of circulation.
I'm so out of the loop.
Where did you go?
I went to Ohio to see my bestie, and it was so great. We had the best time. It's Youngstown. I don't know if you know Youngstown.
Oh, my God. I passed that on the turnpike.
That's right. That's the one you passed.
This is the most random thing ever, and this is like bringing back a childhood memory, but do you guys remember that group Youngstown that sang the Inspector Gadget theme song to the movie?
Vaguely.
I think of them every single time I pass that sign.
That's really funny. I remember that movie because Inspector Gadget was Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And I watched those cartoons as a child.
Oh, that stuff was the best.
What kills me about Inspector Gadget is that he always had his watch that he spoke into. And I was like, damn. Got a watch that can like talk. He can talk to people through his watch, and now that's like it. We live in the fucking future.
Normal.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, see, we don't have that little book that his niece Penny had. That was, you know, that little calculator book.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like a journal.
What was the evil guy's name that had
Dr.
the cat
Claw.
In the hand? That's it.
Yeah, Dr. Claw.
Thank you.
Dr. Claw.
What was the cat's name now?
Oh, Lucifer? Was it Lucifer? No.
Oh, my God. You might
That'd
be right.
That'd be a little too on the nose.
I'm like, that's dark.
You might be right.
No, I don't think it was Lucifer.
I know it wasn't Azrael because that was the Smurf.
I am curious now, so I'm definitely going to waste some time and...
Yeah, please find out. Let us know.
Mad Cat.
Mad Cat? I don't remember that. I never would have guessed that.
What do you guys say we get into Traitors, the finale?
Yes. Oh, my God. Gut-wrenching.
You guys have fresh eyes.
Like, we just finished.
I want you guys to take it.
I felt bad for MK, but those stupid challenge people.
Those MTV good-for-nothings.
Good-for-nothing challengers.
I did have a soft spot for... the faithful. Like, I kind of was, I don't know if I thought Kate could win. I feel like Kate couldn't ever win as a traitor.
No, she fucked up way too bad in the end.
Oh, I don't want a traitor to win.
I kind of do. I like to see how the chips fall.
I was like kind of really shocked that they all voted Sandra out, that actually like worked.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
I was convinced. I was on the same side that MJ was on, that like, they figured out that all three of them were the faithful and they would have all like gone off into the sunset winning together. I felt like that moment where he threw the little baggies into the fire and it showed red.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Instead of green, right?
I went crazy.
Didn't you say you screamed, Alex?
I did. My neighbors, I have to keep my windows open because this place gets kind of hot and they don't give me the thermostat. So... I was like, literally, I sat up in bed and I was like, oh my God, no, no.
I know.
That's so funny.
Because like the Bravo people are so, they're coming from this, like, it's an emotional thing for them. Also, like the gamers were acting like it's just a game. But like there's money on the line here. Like a lot of these people have mouths to feed and money to earn.
You got to win the game to feed those mouths.
I know.
You got to be nice. I loved how Phaedra played it. She was so good.
Yeah. At the end, she did not play it good enough. She wasn't.
I didn't want her to win, though.
I did.
Yeah. Once Dan sold her out.
Well, she also didn't like suggest anyone, which was her fatal flaw, I think. She was acting like a villain. She was acting like a traitor, trying to pretend that she wasn't. but she wasn't acting like a faithful in that, putting suspicion on anyone else.
I feel like if you're going to be a good traitor, you have to be like on your toes. You got to make some shit up immediately. Like the way Kate talked, you know, before she got voted out, like that was dumb. They all suspected her. When she threw her bag into the fire and said, no, I think we have all faithfuls here. Like, are you stupid?
Sheree just got murdered.
You done fucked yourself. I mean, come on.
That was a major miscalculation. I don't know, like, how do you play that, though? Like, would you just keep acting? Would you just, like, if you were the traitor, would you say to throw suspicion off you to have another elimination?
Absolutely. You would just have to be really, really bad at gameplay to think, oh, Sheree just got murdered, but I think only faithfuls are left. It makes no sense. Like, she really screwed up.
I know, right?
So dumb.
It's like she forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, oh, Sheree left?
Also hilarious in the reunion how she was like, yeah, I just wanted to break from my child. I mean, I kind of love when mothers are honest about that and not all like, oh, I'm obsessed with my baby. I want to be with them 24/7.
I mean, 4 months old is really so cute. And I can understand why she wanted to go home.
Yeah.
When they get about a year from there, shit starts getting very real. So I can totally understand. They're walking. They're starting to climb. Walking. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, it's a nightmare.
We have to discuss MJ's coat. I'm obsessed with it.
I don't think I even noticed.
Why can't I remember it? Was it the first part of the episode?
No, it's at the end. It's at the round table and then the banishment. It's up on our stories right now. It's just like such a subtle leopard. It's such a dark.
Oh, you're right. Look, that face she's making. What a great picture.
Whoa, wait. I totally, in my mind, that was like a leather trench coat.
Yeah, I think for me,
but it's a leopardy. Iconic. Like this is now a meme and she looks beautiful in it. Like, I want Dorit gone. Dorit's got to go off of Real Housewives and we need MJ in.
Oh my God. That's brilliant, actually. Wait, how have we not thought of that before? She lives in LA. She does real estate.
I need her. And I think she works for the agency too, doesn't she? I might be wrong.
She does. Yeah. Wow.
Bring her in. I need her.
Brilliant. Yeah. I really feel like this might be Dorit's last season. Speaking of Beverly Hills, not the
It word. Has to be. She has no friends on that couch.
No, definitely not now.
Like, no one gives a shit about her.
I know. It was funny seeing Anne Marie try to stick up for her.
If that is your biggest advocate, you've screwed yourself.
Also, for traitors. So CT and Trishelle win. They screw over MJ. MJ didn't see it coming at all. I mean, that was the gist. What did they win? $208,000. That's a nice. I wonder how much. Like, do taxes get deducted from each of their winnings? Because that sucks. That sucks. Like, that's probably they get like $75,000 then.
Yeah, probably.
That sucks.
That's why they didn't want to split it. That's why they voted MJ out.
I mean, yeah, it's better than not winning.
They were only there for a few days anyway. It was like not that long. I mean,
yeah,
I think it seems longer on TV, but I feel like they were maybe there for like 1 week, 2 weeks max. Right.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like, I think 2 weeks or something.
And it's probably so grueling, like all day they're shooting it.
Right.
Because like production companies, they don't want to like spend more money than they have to. They're fitting as much filming in as they can.
Right.
Yeah. So at the reunion, I thought it was like MJ was coming in there as if it was like a Real Housewives reunion.
She was still just a little bit too salty.
But that's what I loved. I was here for it.
I was too. I wish she got more time to like. Trishelle looked ridiculous. What was that dress? That was like a tinsel, like firecracker dress.
She always dresses a little ridiculous, though.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. Hunger Games. And then CT's like in his like corduroy coat. Yeah.
To step up from Tiny Tim, I guess.
Yeah, Tiny Tim.
He is Tiny Tim. He's looking like Tiny Tim.
Bro, use your $75,000 and go get a new wardrobe.
Please. And thank you.
I missed when Phaedra called Johnny Bananas looked like Repo Man. That was my favorite line of the season.
I forgot about that.
So accurate.
It's so funny. Phaedra is like so good with her shade.
Like all of those flashes of Phaedra's lines. Yeah, like all of her lines were amazing this season. She was really like probably the top star, I think.
She wasn't even top five. Got her own montage. That's pretty good.
And then Peter and Ekansu, they're totally dating. Like he has such a type. I watched his Bachelor.
His mama
season.
Put him up.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
He has such a type for
glad
brunettes.
That I don't.
I quit. I had to quit.
Too much.
I kind of do, but I like when it's The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I can't do all of that. I've heard The Golden Bachelor was good until the old man turned out to also be a fuckboy, just like the rest of them. So there's no hope.
That's when I quit watching, when that article came out. And the woman that he's with, she has a bunch of money. So I think he only married her for the money.
I feel like if you're old, you might as well just go for it, you know? You know life's too short then.
Well,
so.
He had to because he has no retirement.
I'm trying to think of what else from the Traitors reunion. You guys just watched it. It's not as fresh in my mind.
I did like how Peter offered Phaedra a rose. That was cute.
Oh, I liked that.
That was really funny. I kind of loved the beginning transition of like Alan coming handing off the reins, the reunion to Andy. That was well
Me
done.
Me too.
With him in like that Henry VIII style portrait.
Yes, that was great. That was so fun. They nailed his little side smile perfectly.
And I think that was
a good drinks with them.
Well, a lot of people did think that it was a weird call to have Andy Cohen do the reunion versus Alan Cumming, since Alan's such a star on the Traitors. But I think that it is good. Andy knows what he's doing. He knows how to like lean into the controversy. I don't know that Alan has those skills. We haven't seen him. He's way more theatrical. He's not as much of like a digger with the drama. So I think that was a good call. I mean, Andy did last year's Traitors reunion also. So.
Yeah, and I feel like Alan sort of leans into like his villainous sort of role, like his theatrical, like sort of traitor role. And it's just better to have him do that. It's better to have him do that. And nobody wants to see him try and play Mr. Nice Guy like at the reunion. No, thank you. That's what Mr. Cohan is
for.
That would
be weird, actually.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah. He's our mediator.
Mr. Cohan. Yeah. Also funny, like, having Kevin try to pronounce Parvati's name. Still called her, like, he was like, poverty, party. Like, he is just such a himbo. It's insane.
I've never heard that. I like it. Himbo.
Himbo. Yep. He's a major himbo. what do you say we transition to Summer House?
Take me there.
So, the continuation of Cocaine Carl, the saga of Cocaine Carl. So, this is just basically picking back up where we left off. Carl's going for a run. Lindsay had just, you know, thrown water at him, water bottles at him, accusing him of not being... Yeah, complete double down.
I don't know why she can't just say, listen, I was fucking wrong.
I was wrong.
And I'm so sorry. Because he definitely said, like, Lindsay, I love you so much. And, you know, he just wanted to work it out. And it was so sweet. And she just doubles down.
Well, are you talking about later at the beach scene?
No, just that morning. Like, at the beach scene. I'm getting them all discombobulated. But yeah.
Yeah.
At the beach. But still, like, don't double down with the water. Give me a break. Ugh.
I mean, that was just vicious. Like, that was such a stab in the back to, like, throw water at someone and to even be more like, here, I bet you need this. You're all dried out from the Coke.
Or, like, I know. That's so weird. I mean,
she's next level.
She really is. She is... I just want to know, I mean, basically what she is saying, that she had PTSD from More Life Carl, which we saw in previous seasons when Carl probably was using, he was drinking, he was, you know, they went on that first date when they tried to date a couple years ago, And he was being, you know, they both were just butting heads and it didn't go well because they're both like, they're kind of like oil and water, honestly.
Yeah, they are.
I just think that they're, I wonder what their sun signs are. That would be interesting. Lindsay's got, Lindsay's a Leo, right?
She's a Leo,
man,
yeah.
Man, she, I'm Why surprised
she's
not a Scorpio.
Why do I think Carl is an Aquarius? I think he's on my team.
You might be right.
What makes you say that?
I think
that?
We're galactic star buddies.
Galactic star buddies.
Because I swear I saw a post recently. Well, because I'm an Aquarius too.
What's the one defining characteristic of an Aquarius?
He is an Aquarius.
I have no idea.
January 27th. Wow. Look
okay.
at you.
Oh, wait.
I was totally wrong. I thought it was February.
And then also the gaslighting that Lindsay was doing with being like, why are you raising your voice? I mean, her acting like she was in the middle of accusing him of things. And she was like, why are you getting mad at me? Why are you raising your voice? And he's like, because I'm frustrated. Like, obviously.
Like those people who poke and poke and poke.
How he held it together and didn't call her a dumb bitch, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I also feel like that's a worse accusation than saying cheating. Like, that's... Like, I feel like if she would have said, like, oh, you cheated on me or you flirted with a girl. Okay, you kind of, like, you get over that because it's not as heavy as this was. It was just, like, you can't come back from this. This was, like, the atom bomb.
I feel like cheating's pretty bad. I feel like it's probably akin to that to a drug addict, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if you're accusing somebody of cheating.
Yeah.
I just think it's for someone in recovery. Like actively working probably daily on their recovery and doing things, you know.
And feeling really good about it too. Yeah. Feeling happy about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I feel like the summer house could be a vulnerable place for him to be because he's only ever drank
there.
I mean,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's the impulses, I'm sure, are running rampant for him to just let loose with a couple of cocktails
probably,
you know.
Yeah,
so, you know, the fact that those accusations didn't make him spiral, I mean, he is putting himself in situations where people drink, so, you know, that's his decision if he's strong enough to, like, be in those situations.
He even drank a shotgun to bubbly.
See, yeah, I feel like that's cool for sober people to, like, make that fun, you know, like make those kind of situations fun.
Yeah, you're still included.
I know. I miss that, too.
He can shotgun a lover boy mocktail.
The N.A. Yeah. There's so much N.A. out there now. It's pretty amazing. I remember just, like, growing up, all I knew about was O'Doul's. Like, that was the only N.A. beer out there.
My immediate thought was back to Billy Madison, like, O'Doyle rules. I don't know what's wrong with me.
O'Doyle rules. You're going to regret that someday.
Someday you and your whole family are going down.
Yes. Do you ever notice that when they go off the cliff, the mom who's sitting in the, like, the passenger seat, it's like you can tell that it's a doll.
No.
Like an obvious.
Love that.
Yes, like it's like a dummy. Full-on mannequin-looking doll.
That's
so it's
funny.
Like the O'Doyles have no mom. My friend pointed that out to me like 20 years ago, and every time I see that scene, I see that now.
Oh, man. Love it. I love that this is not the first time we've talked about Billy Madison either.
I know. Billy Madison, Boleros. What else? There's some other thing that we always
Billy
mention.
Madison, Boleros. At least we're not talking about cocaine hippos. Like, dude, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that.
So I just loved how Kyle and Carl were talking about, like, Kyle was narrating exactly, like, they were flipping back to scenes of Lindsay talking to Danielle in the kitchen and then showing Kyle talking to Carl about how Lindsay isn't taking accountability for anything. And it was exactly, it was like amazing editing. They were just flipping right back and describing exactly what Lindsay was doing because she was like, he just went crazy. He was raising his voice at me. He was getting all like crazy on me. Like this, I don't want to call her a bitch, but this bitch.
I mean, it's merited. There's proof.
It was very telling to me that Kyle said, oh, I felt like you needed a witness.
Totally. And I'm so glad that there were.
Yes.
And Amanda taking notes in the club.
Let's be real. Amanda sucks too.
I know.
But at least she took notes for us. She knew what we wanted.
She was the court stenographer.
Oh my God.
Yes. Ooh, I wonder what their court photographs would look like. Oh. I want a court person to draw them.
Oh my God. Well, Lindsay's getting that cat eye look. She's getting like really tightened up, like in the eyes. She's getting, you know.
Oh, I didn't notice.
A little Adrian Malouf'd.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I want to make that a verb. Adrian Malouf'd.
The HD is showing it.
You just got Malouf'd with a hoof. I'm watching that season. That's like literally the exact episode I'm on in my Beverly Hills rewatch, the Malouf and the Vanderpump.
So funny. I literally just put up the photo of her wedding dress, how it's displayed.
Oh, yes. We talked about that yesterday, right? Or the day before.
Yeah. And I never noticed she had her bouquet also on the adjoining wall.
That's the thing people are doing now. They're drying out the bouquet and like framing it.
I left mine in Florida.
If you do and it still looks good and you put cat litter over it, I think it like crystallizes it or something. It makes it like preserve.
It smells like preserve. Cat pee.
Yeah, clean kitty litter, I will specify. Right, I don't know. I just
Who the fuck was the person who was like, I know what I'll do. I'm going to dry my wedding bouquet in some kitty litter. Call it a day.
I know.
How does one figure that out?
There's so many experimental people out there.
It's very true.
Right.
Yeah.
They probably don't have any streaming or cable or friends. No offense to them.
Yeah, there are a lot of people trying anything for TikTok.
What are
now.
They? Those trad? Is that what you guys call them?
Trad wives.
Trad wives? Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. No thanks.
I told you two about my obsession with trad wives this week. It's like this woman has she's not even a woman. Oh my God. She is like a girl. She's 22 years old, married to this model, Lucky Blue Smith. She is 22. She's pregnant with her third child. She's a model. She was a model.
Wait. Third at 22.
Yes. She's a model. She's a very calming voice. She makes everything from scratch and does TikTok videos.
That she's showing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, thank you.
I mean, she's doing like homemade Pop-Tarts.
But why? You can just buy them.
I mean, she makes it look pretty seductive. I won't lie.
It's not.
I don't know. People are into that.
Yeah.
You know. No preservatives.
I mean, I've seen a few, but I thought anybody that cooked was a trad wife.
Chef Boyardee, I'm a trad wife.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's like trad wife light.
Here, SpaghettiOs. Look, I'm a trad wife.
Diet trad wife. Yes.
Right. Exactly. I just don't understand. Like, why put in so much effort to something that's going to be gone in like 15 minutes? Screw it. I don't like it.
I like going out.
That's the first thing I thought of when I first started cooking. You're so right.
Like, what a waste of time. Your own Pop-Tarts? Just don't eat Pop-Tarts then. Like, what a waste of time. This is why I want to go out for everything.
I agree.
I know.
I'll go buy homemade Pop-Tarts from the bakery.
Y'all, just real quick, it's called descendant mode. You can submerge your flowers in a bed of descendant, like kitty litter or silica gel, and leave it for a few weeks, and it'll like come out looking nice.
Silica gel. Where do I know that? That's in something else.
It's those little packets, I think, that you get with
Yeah,
it's in the bed.
Yes, that you can't let your pets get. Yes, it's in everything for freshness.
Don't eat the silica gel. Don't eat the kitty litter.
Like, how many silica gel packets have I thrown away in my lifetime? I would love to know that.
Ooh,
now you're regretting it, right?
Well, no, because I don't have a wedding bouquet to crystallize. So
you could do it with any flowers. It doesn't have to be the bouquet.
As Miley Cyrus said, I can buy myself flowers.
Yes. She did.
I still say she stole it from Bruno Mars.
I just don't like her voice. Unless she's singing Party in the USA, I'm good. No offense. But,
oh, I kind of dig it.
I don't know.
West and Sierra, there's a question if they hooked up. And they say no.
No, I don't think that they did. I think it's like that was a cute little date they went on, though, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's later in the episode.
Oh,
I have true.
They talked about today.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. I got to reel it in.
But it was so cute how he asked her out.
I know. That was cute.
He was so nervous.
Yeah, you're busy on Thursday.
I know. And he flips from like serious to joking.
I know. It was so cute.
Yeah. You are busy on Thursday. Okay, also, I guess not living in New York, I didn't know that that was, like, such a demand of,
the
like,
Uber.
You have your date call an Uber for you. Yeah. I'm like, shit.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I love that,
I mean,
though.
I make my husband do that for me, but I'm just lazy.
Yeah, right. You've already bagged him, so.
They're like, Ross, call the Uber. I don't want to do it. I'm putting on makeup. And I wanted an applause.
My fingers are tired.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, also the tension when Lindsay walked into her and Carl's room and they didn't even say anything to each other.
So weird.
Like
mind blowing.
She puts on that gold bathing suit.
Right.
Ugh.
Frumpty Dumpty.
I just can't with her. I feel like she's, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with her. She's not going to, I bet she's going to have a terrible reunion also.
Poor Carl. He was roasted at BravoCon. Everybody was so not on his side.
Oh, booed.
If things keep going like this. Like,
right. Man. And he was just biding his time. He was like, you guys will see. He didn't even say that. He didn't even say to people, you guys will see. He is so classy. Like, that is so classy. You know, he could have been like, you know, given hints of like, wait till you see her behavior. He could have said something, but he has handled this so classily.
It was funny when I met him, he was a little bit worried that people were going to be like nervous, that people would be rude to him. He was a little nervous about that. But I was like, wait, because of Lindsay? And he's like, no, because I'm a Pittsburgh fan at the Bills game. And I was like, oh yeah, no, we don't care. Yeah. But he's like, no, with Lindsay, I think people will see it. And I was like, well, anyway, like I've had an oops marriage.
Ooh, damn. And, he did say
just
it.
Just to me. So I'm in the know. Yeah. I'm the special one.
You are. I really wish, wait. Okay, you know those like Google Glass, or I don't know, is it those Google Glass things, like the little camera and glasses?
Yeah.
I really wish you were wearing one when you met him so that we could just have like,
oh, the your Snapchat.
View, like your view of you talking to him. That would have been amazing.
Right.
We could just be transported there.
I wouldn't have been able to handle the pressure. I was already like nervous enough. So it's okay.
And you would have looked like an idiot because everyone looks like an idiot in those glasses.
Right. Just sitting there like holding them like. Could you repeat that?
You're like, wait, Carl, let me. You would have been like, wait, Carl, let me put my glasses on.
Nothing suspicious at all going on around here.
No, not at all. Like you're wearing a wire.
Whip out a fake mustache.
The glasses with like the nose and the mustache. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
With the nose and the hair. Yeah.
Groucho Marx.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
They go to the beach. Beach days always look fun. I just miss the beach, I think, in such a landlocked hellhole.
How about Daniela and Carl talking about his job stuff and then Lindsay being like, yeah, he doesn't. It's not happening.
Also the career coach that they talked about in a little bit later about paying like $20,000 for that. Honestly, I really do think Carl should pursue public speaking. I think
he'd be good at it.
Has a presence about him. He's charismatic. He has like life. He has life experience to talk about struggles. Like he really could go down that road and be successful. But like, I also do see Lindsay being frustrated. I mean, but she's doing the thing where she's leaning into the influencer, which like once you're in the public eye, it's a lot easier for you to make things happen
right.
with that.
And I thought it was kind of funny that she's like, well, when we have kids, you know, I got to be realistic about my time, but you don't have kids yet. So maybe back off
right.
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Right. Well, take advantage.
But that was also, What was that in relation to? Was that in relation to the sober bar that he was talking about later?
Kids? When they talked about it a little bit, yeah. I'm jumping ahead again. My bad. We can go back to the beach. Let's go back to the beach.
Keep pulling you back. Keep pulling you back,
Micah. Just too excited. I can't help it.
Yeah, I just think, okay, it was so interesting that Lindsay was like, yeah, I'm really leaning into more of the influencer career now, like Paige getting brand deals. Like, that was so completely intentional because of the comment that Lindsay made at the reunion last season. So intentional.
Oh, for sure.
So, okay. I was mad when they made up because Carl was letting her get away with it. He didn't hold her to task for anything.
Right. That was kind of tough to listen to.
Which, he could just be conflict avoidant, which I totally understand. I feel like I'm like that too.
Or like, yeah, just.
Maybe that's an Aquarius trait of his.
I was going to say, no, I love a conflict. I was going to say as a fellow Aquarian.
No, but you don't like personal conflict. Like, you're not starting fights with us.
Yet.
Well, no, I will with a stranger.
Yeah.
With some guy with his window rolled down while you're in the crosswalk.
But Lindsay's not a stranger. Lindsay's not a stranger.
Yeah, but you know her energy. She has chaotic energy. So, like,
I think he just wanted to keep the peace, honestly. But it just made me mad that he didn't stick up for himself more and be like, why did you say I was using?
Agreed. He should have roasted her like a pig on a spit.
She's got nothing to come back with then. So he should have just been like, right. call her exactly. out. Because when you let him get away with it, it's going to happen again and again and again and again.
I wish he would have been like, give me a drug test or something.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, he should have gone and gotten one and then gave it to her.
Yeah, totally.
Done the Dr. Nicole and just go and get it.
And she did not utter the words I'm sorry at all in that conversation on the beach. Not one apology.
No, that's kind of what I was like saying the other day. You're like wondering what's psychologically wrong with her. I'm like, you know, she just doesn't know when she's wrong. Like, she just can't ever cop to being wrong ever. So that's a problem.
And I know the term narcissist gets thrown around so much that it's kind of like lost meaning, I think, like where it's a clinical diagnosis. But I'm pretty sure like not apologizing is part of that diagnosis, like not ever apologizing.
Probably. Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, I just feel like if it's anything that affects your life in a negative way, that's when it becomes like a disorder, you know? And so it has been for a very long time. Maybe she should think about learning how to apologize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
What is she talking about in therapy? Like, ma'am, let's discuss.
I bet she's one of those people that lies to her therapist.
Or maybe she just is so delusional. Like, she doesn't know that she's wrong all the time. Or, you know, I mean, there's a reason people act the way that they do.
What is like a therapist's duty to like, if they are figuring out that their person has like that their client has like narcissistic personality disorder, like what do you do in that situation?
Don't you have to tell them?
I don't know.
Like, legally, you should be like, you're in danger.
Right. I know like a couple of my friends who are therapists, just like random people. I know one gal, she just won't deal with people who have like unmedicated bipolar disorder or narcissistic stuff. Sometimes it's just too much. And if you can't help someone and they're going to pop off on you, sometimes it's just not even worth it.
Well, and then, okay, so they're back at the house later after there was like a small group of them that go out to dinner. And then, so the people that stayed at home, Lindsay and Paige were one of them. And so basically Lindsay rats out Danielle as being the person that leaked that Craig got kicked out of Amanda and Kyle's wedding for being too drunk.
I think it's probably true because I don't know Lindsay to lie.
I think she influenced her to do it, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some kind of collusion going on. Also, like, who cares anymore? That was like 2 years ago at this point. Or was that even in 2021? Maybe. Was that 3 years ago? Possibly. Like, who cares? Like, it's not like it's not like Paige and Amanda, or sorry, it's not like Paige and Danielle are besties. So that's not like some great love lost if it really was Danielle. Paige and Lindsay tolerate each other. So, I mean, Paige knows she can't trust either of them.
Yeah, she knows that. Well, they're too, they're both so flighty.
I just don't think at the heart they'll ever trust each other truly. They'll never be true friends.
No, probably
they'll
not.
They'll be acquaintances and like coworkers.
I agree with that.
I absolutely loved Kyle losing the dogs.
I know. And then the little guy was upstairs already.
Okay, so Lindsay's not all bad. She was going to go with Kyle to look for the dog.
She was going to, yeah.
She was probably just going to make sure it didn't piss on any of her clothes.
Yeah, probably. All her cowboy hats.
How rude. Give this woman a little bit of credit.
I had PTSD when they let that smoke alarm went off from the fog machine. Like when those things start chirping,
they're so annoying.
I would have murdered somebody,
right? Especially if I was sleeping too. Right.
Did you guys ever see Bad Girls Club back in the day?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Or Bad Girls Club. So there's one lady who I think it was Tanisha. Oh, she was the winner of House of Villains first season. And she takes the pans and she starts banging them together. And she's like, I didn't get any sleep.
I've seen that clip. I've seen that clip.
Yes. That's what it, like, I would have pulled. How no one did that to him, I'm stunned.
Story time.
They're not. Oh, I'm not going to say that.
I have a good one.
Story time.
So my smoke detector in my living room always goes off because, I don't know, we don't have like a hood over our gas range. So it goes off all the time. And my husband just kind of took it down and popped the battery out. Okay, so later on, that's fine. It's just like really annoying to have it go off every single night. Usually we put it back, but we just kind of let it slide for a couple of weeks. So anyway, my daughter busts out her Easy Bake Oven. And I was like, man, it has like a weird smell when you first like plug it in. That's weird. And so anyway, she makes like these little pizzas on them. And it was cute, whatever. I know. And so we're like, okay, that's fine. Well, then my friend calls, the one I just saw in Ohio. And she's like, really? Didn't you hear about the carbon monoxide or whatever? The bad, whatever the carbon is. I don't know. She's like from the Easy Bake Oven. And I looked it up. Yeah. And
no.
This whole family got poisoning from it, from the Easy Bake Oven. And they said, yeah, we plugged it in. It had a really weird smell. So I was like, oh no. And I opened all the windows in my house. I was like, Russ, are all the carbon monoxide or is it, it's monoxide, right? Carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. I don't know.
Carbon monoxide.
The bad one.
I never had an Easy Bake Oven, but I did have the little oven that you can like, you were like made this kind of clay jewelry with it and then put it in this little oven.
I remember that.
And then you had this crappy ass jewelry that you made. I forget what it was called. Yeah. Okay, wait. When we do a post for this episode, we definitely have to, I'm going to find a picture of that. Yeah, I'm going to find a picture of that. We also have to do the Billy Madison one too that you guys brought
up. Or maybe a smoky Easy Bake Oven.
There is no Mrs. O'Doyle.
Yeah. I'm putting in Easy Bake Oven for jewelry. That's what I'm putting in my search engine.
There you go. I love that.
Okay, no. Okay, the best moment of this, that is the best moment of this episode. Kyle and West falling asleep in the same bed and cuddling.
Like, they weren't even.
Here's our other one. Friends. We always talk about Friends. Oh, and that reminded me of the episode of the best nap ever with Joey and Ross.
Joey and Ross. Oh my God.
They're our modern day Joey and Ross.
Oh my God. And like literally West's leg was over Kyle's in like the next morning.
It was perfect. And they both had their shoes on.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Kyle told West to stop whistling. And then he fell asleep in his bed. I love them. Like, I feel like West could be a huge part of this show going forward. Like, he could be a prominent, he and Kyle could be the, like, if Carl doesn't return, yeah, I'm confident.
Carl will return. Stop that.
I want him to. I just don't know, like, because if Lindsay returns, that would be so tense. They wouldn't be able to talk to each other. Like, one of them is going to have to leave the show. I'm just being realistic. I want Carl on.
They could do alternating weekends. No, they can do alternating weekends.
If Sandoval and Ariana can work it out, so can Carl and Lindsay. It'll be fine.
I mean, but they can't work it out. They're not filming together.
So what?
I'm just being realistic.
We can figure this out, okay?
I know. You guys want to just live in the moment.
Yeah. Let me and Normally Alex I'm like just that. Live in Micah and Alex Lynn.
Yeah.
Micah and Alex Lynn is Candyland. It's cool here.
We're doing Micah and Alex shit. It.
And while you're in La La Land, I'm in Brooklyn trying to raise my children.
While you're in La La Land, I'm in Brooklyn. I like it.
While you're in high school, I'm in Brooklyn.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Trying to raise my family. Okay, so West and Sierra going to dinner. Why? Okay, also, okay, wait. Have you guys noticed? I didn't pick up on this until this episode. They are showing scenes in the daytime. Like, there was a standalone scene of just Danielle, like, drinking a glass of wine, yes, clearly during the day. It's like they're setting her up to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, she's like,
ah, that's nice. Yeah. And other people have said in previous episodes that they've been doing that also. So it's like they're setting her up to have a drinking problem and have an intervention at the end of the season.
They all have a drinking problem. So does the whole, like, VPR cast.
If they're going to sit her ass down and talk to her about her problems, it needs to be some personality and men problems before we get to the drinking.
Yeah, true. Personalities are
You're
first problem.
You're so right. That's what I was thinking. Like, they need to have a cringe intervention. Like, stop it.
The cringe intervention.
Dear Danielle, we are here today because we love you.
You're a harm to yourself and a harm to others.
But literally.
And a harm to millions of viewers everywhere. Yeah.
You plummet.
We love you. We just want you to get better.
Of depression.
Didn't she get wine thrown on her?
Did she? Well,
yeah, Sierra threw wine on her. She's that cringy. She got wine thrown on her.
Oh, the two seasons ago. Yeah, they got in that fight.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
She had a full-ass glass thrown at her. She had a glass break against her.
That's bad. It's giving Candace and Monique from Potomac.
Oh, yeah. No wigs were pulled, though.
Man, Monique just kept going back, too.
A question. I was a little cringed out by West wearing a mesh shirt to the date. Did anyone notice that?
Yes.
She was like,
horrible.
I can see your nipples.
First off, no, I loved it. I loved every moment of it.
I don't think Ciara dresses particularly well. I think that she's just hot. When they're like, oh, what's Ciara's style? It's skinny model. Yeah, she just looks good in everything. So, you know, but that's not fashion. That's not style. She just looks good.
I don't even remember what she wore.
I got to mention Gabby's pants earlier in the day. Like, Gabby's outfit at the bar. And then they, like, had that cutout section. When they were drunk in the kitchen, I didn't like that.
Gabby's, like, she actually works in fashion. So I could appreciate she, like, kind of takes risks. That's what I took it as.
Right. It's better than nothing.
I just wish somebody would have been a good friend before they all left and been like, we can work with this.
Somebody should have told Wes not to wear that stupid shirt.
But it was cute. It looked like linen type and, like, it fits his personality.
I don't think it was linen at all. I think it was polyester mesh.
Okay, probably. But what if you wore like a cutoff underneath, like a shirt cutoff or like a wife beater?
No.
That's even worse.
I'm just doing this look. Yeah. I don't care. I loved him in it. I loved it.
Alex, this is why you love gay men, because they wear that kind of thing.
You do. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I see mesh and I fall apart.
Oh, how dreadful. You swoon.
Okay. The second cringe interaction between Carl and Lindsay meeting up in the city. Was that a sober bar that they met up at? I think it was.
I thought it was, but I don't know. I think maybe that just the owner was sober.
Because I think that she said to Lindsay, like, just give me whatever you come up with. Like, Lindsay wasn't asking for anything specific because it wasn't alcohol.
Right. Maybe that's it. Yeah. I'm kind of with her. I just don't like restaurant bar life. I'm kind of with her. I think it's a good idea and somebody should do it, but like that sucks.
They're notoriously difficult to keep afloat.
Yeah, that too. It's just like the hours suck. Like you're trying to have a baby. Hell nah. No, thank you.
Also, most like places of drinking, like drinking establishments are making money on their alcohol. Even restaurants, I think, are making money on sales of their alcohol.
Oh my God, they make the most money off alcohol.
What are you going to make money on?
Would they upmark alcohol 90%?
Oh, I don't even think there would be alcohol there, I'm assuming. Like, I think that's the whole point.
Yeah, but bars do. Yeah, they mark it up a ton.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you go to a restaurant.
So I think that, like, this is where Lindsay was starting to get the ick with Carl because of his not being as motivated as she would like him to be, but she wants to be married. So she was like forging forward. And I think if she was younger, she might not have stuck around with him as he is at this point. That's my take. And she actually did say that at Watch What Happens Live.
No way.
Really?
No. I'm dying to see it, but no, I haven't seen him.
Okay, yeah, it was good. Basically, she didn't apologize for anything there. She was with Carson Kressley. She said she regrets questioning Carl's sobriety and using harsh words.
Good. Well,
she said she admits that Danielle did kind of call it that she saw something off between Lindsay and Carl, like last season when she was, you know, kicking up a fuss about them. Lindsay was saying she ignored red flags. Good. What, like last season?
Last season, I felt like they were fine. Like, if anything,
I just think they weren't talking about issues. I think they were totally like trying to downplay any issues that they were having.
True. Honeymoon phase,
you know, bubbled up eventually. So Carl is still paying for half of the rent for the apartment, the expensive apartment that Lindsay lives in currently that he doesn't live in. He demanded the ring back, which is actually like New York state law. I think.
Look at that. I could practice law, family law in New York for knowing that. What? Can I be with Ross? Can I be one of his esquires?
It's a, yes, a contract. Like, what is it? So
if you're married, you keep the ring. If you're engaged, you give the ring back.
Because of the intention to wed is what the ring represents, and if you don't wed, you don't get the ring. Yeah. And she said she gave it to her jeweler, like that girl was gonna sell that ring off the minute she could have.
Does anybody know how much he paid?
Oh no, I don't know. I'm sure we could find out, but
it's a nice ring.
Micah, why don't you text him?
Hey boo.
On the hotline,
I got a random question for you. Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm sure Carl's just dying to have me text him.
I mean, good for him for asking for the ring back. Like, duh. Also, Lindsay said she does not have any relationship with Carl's mom anymore, which isn't surprising. I mean, so yeah, that was the recap on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. It seems like they say not to marry her, his mother and her boyfriend.
I can't remember if this was on where Carl said this, but he does say that like they saw, oh, it was in an interview in a podcast. That was that there were a lot of people saying this beforehand, like before he broke the engagement off. And honestly, I really do think that she could say she was blindsided by the fact that he is confrontation adverse. I feel like in his sober state, I feel like when he would drink, he would get confrontational.
I can't find the price on the ring, but it says that the stone was 3.5 carats. And then with everything, it's 4.2 or 4.02 carats total.
Did you just Google this?
Yeah, of course.
Carl Radke wrote. Anything more on Summer House or should we go to Miami?
Let's get to Miami. My girl's in Miami.
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 This before and after comment by Gertie didn't hit as much as I wanted it to. It didn't have as much of an impact as I wanted it to towards Larsa. It was just, she was Larsa was calling Gertie fake. She's saying she apologized 35,000 times.
Oh, the picture.
Gertie was like, I'm fake. Have you seen your before and after, like, pictures?
She needed to pull out a photo, though. The only way that land, if you pull out a photo.
Right. I know. That's the thing. We need props. Like, that's the one acceptable time we need a prop. I mean, there are a couple other exceptions.
Yeah. At least Adriana knows. She's trying. It's not hitting right this season, but she tries.
She is trying. She's scratching and clawing.
Think how great it would have been, though, if Gertie had, like, her husband bring out a big, like, two giant, like, 3-foot by 5-foot things or photos of, a before and after of Larsa with, like, the years at the very bottom. It would be iconic.
Oh, I saw a picture recently of her butt, you know, the before and after of her butt. That's just insane. Like, she had a flat ass before.
What do you think she thinks about the Kardashians getting their butts taken out?
I know. I wonder.
Because they're much skinnier now. I think they're all much skinny. It's, like, thinner and more svelte. So it makes me wonder if Larsa's like, uh-oh. Yeah, exactly.
I know. Yeah. Looking into reversal.
Well, now she doesn't have the good doctor. She can't get their recommendations. Aren't they not cool anymore?
Yeah, I don't think they publicly.
Maybe she could go to the boob god.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go to Lenny.
Okay, so I'm trying to hit any moments. I mean, we got the Kiki story.
That was sad. I liked how all the women kind of rallied around and they were like, oh, we'll do a birthday party or whatever for your daughter. I thought that was sweet.
Well, that was like too little too late. Like Lisa being like, we're all going to throw a party for the kids that I suddenly know the names of, you know, like, nice try, Lisa.
I feel like Lisa was probably genuine, but yes, you're right. She's so far up her own ass. Like, she doesn't
She's genuine once people call her on it. Like, once people call her on it, she kind of snaps into, like, let me try and do the right thing. So I'll give her that.
Right.
In that instance, exactly. At least. Wait, who called her product pushing Pippin? That was hilarious. Was that Gertie? Like, Gertie had all the one-liners.
No, I thought that was Julia.
Oh, really? Either way. Julia. It was amazing. Product pushing Pippin. It's true.
We looked for the tequila, right? Somebody looked for the tequila. One of us three.
I think that was Liz, right?
Well, I heard on a podcast, Dylan Hafer was looking for it, and that didn't exist anywhere. And yeah, so the bottle did eventually turn up at the reunion, but I don't even know how to spell this. I'll look it up now, but Alujo.
No, just put in Larsa Pippin.
Larsa Pippin tequila, yeah. That's easier.
Don't give this company the dignity to giving it its real name on Google.
Larsa Pippin reveals launch date for Alujo tequila. Okay, so, but that was a month ago. All these press pieces about she's sharing the launch date. I see. Yeah, this is so transparent.
You said all these, and I heard Aldi's, like the store.
Oh, no, sorry, Aldi's.
I was like, ew, how dreadful. Maybe Aldi's. Then I'd be enticed.
Even Snoop Dogg's at like Whole Foods. Get with it, Larsa.
I love Aldi's. We have some good Aldi's here. Don't crap on Aldi's.
I'm not crapping on Aldi's. I'm just saying it would be kind of funny.
No, it would be hilarious. Like, I love Aldi's. That would be objectively hilarious if her tequila was an Aldi. This article doesn't even have the release date.
Because she probably wrote it and sent that to them and was like, here, can you please put this up? It's just a word salad, I bet.
It literally is word salad. It's like AI wrote this.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, my God. When the robots write, it's just awful.
I literally don't see a release date.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll be okay. I did think it was funny when they said the bottle looked like a vagina.
The tequila that never was.
It does. Oh, my God. He called it that. That was hilarious.
Like, Andy, how would you even know that? You don't know.
Right, exactly. I thought you were a gold star gay.
Well, he's looking at Kate Chastain, okay. I guess, in front of Brandy Glanville, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm loving how they, like, also are flipping back to a random commentary by Jody and Marcus. Like, we don't need that. We don't need...
Loathe Marcus now. Like, this guy...
I don't want to... We don't look shame, obviously, but Jody really does look like that. We don't intentionally. Jody looks like that scene in Silence of the Lambs where Hannibal Lecter eats off the security guard's face and puts it on his own. So yeah, I called it.
Oh yeah, I've never actually seen it, but yeah.
You haven't seen Silence of the Lambs? It's scary. Don't.
I don't do scary movies.
Oh, I know. I kind of do love to scare myself with the movies, so I'm all over Silence of the Lambs.
I feel like I'm already aging and I don't need that extra like stress. What's the stress hormone?
The
like
jump scare.
Cortisol. Fuck that.
Yeah, you wrinkle your face when you're watching that.
Right. It's the cortisol stresses you out.
Oh yeah. No, that's true, actually. That is true. And cortisol is fat.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like age myself. Come on. No scary movies. None.
I did kind of love the statement of like Lisa saying that she knows she'll be in a new place or like she'll be in her new chapter when she's no longer angry, which I think makes a lot of sense.
It does. And that's so true. It's like when you stop caring, that's how you know, mm-hmm. like you're good. You just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I love that for her. Good for her.
That was the smartest thing she said in the whole reunion.
I know. Exactly. Also, okay. Do you guys remember the story during, so the Miami reunion, there were stories about how Marcus got so angry. He had to be like, not held back, but like he was, yeah, same. What happened? I gotta find.
I didn't know that.
People alluded to some incident happening with Marcus.
Yeah. And then I think it was like Alexia and might have been Marisol talking about it too. Like, they were like, everyone's opinion of him is gonna change. Well, mine wasn't good already. So I don't know what they were expecting.
Also, it was hilarious. Like, they're ending, like, they took a long time to end this reunion. Like, it was a big wrap up, like, for like 20 minutes. But like Larsa and Gertie hugging.
It was. And they all started fighting.
Yeah, well, at the end. But first, it was hilarious when Nicole was going around and it's like everyone, she was like listing off everything that each person has that's good and going on in their life and like things to look forward to. And what she said about Marisol was like, and you have cockies. Like, that was the only thing she said for
yes,
her.
Yes. I loved that.
I like Marisol though. I like her commentary.
I like her too, but she's got like a problem. I really do think she's an alcoholic, especially when Alexia was like, dude, you forget everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now Alexia called her out this time. I can love Adriana and still think Marisol's an alcoholic.
I mean, it's so difficult. There are some people that can just like process alcohol better than others, I think, and can drink it daily. I mean, I wouldn't want to see what her liver looks like, but...
Yeah, that's called cirrhosis waiting to happen.
I got clarification on Marcus Jordan. At the reunion, Gertie said, this was published yesterday, page 6, that Marcus Jordan owes the Real Housewives of Miami cast an apology for backstage reunion jab. So I guess this was off camera.
Well, no, the jab of like doing, they couldn't even do the dishes. I thought that was the jab, which is lame.
That was weird. That was a weird statement, but lame.
That was like not even a jab. That was just dumb.
It makes no sense.
That was disgusting. Oh, yes. It was that she was talking about. No one wants to do his goddamn dishes anyway.
Exactly. I mean, he's the clout chaser. Why is he... You know, he could be running around in circles a lot higher than these housewife circles. Like, he's...
But he's not. So here we are.
No, I know.
He's burned the bridges. Maybe they all hate him now. And this is where he's at.
I guess, yeah. You would just think that, like, Michael Jordan's son would have a bit higher... He would be hanging out with some, you know, Leo or something. I don't know why.
Well, Michael Jordan keeps quiet. You know, he's not running his mouth all the time. You never hear anything about him in the press. And he's like a really big celebrity.
I feel like he used to be in the press a lot. Or maybe that was while he was playing. There was, you know.
I think it was while he was playing, just how good he was.
I think it was more while he was playing.
Everybody said he would just never talk.
Like that year he took off and played baseball.
Yeah, that was bad.
I always think about that for some reason. I don't know why.
I remember, like, I think we were really young, but like, I think his dad was murdered And I remember being really like sad about that, even though I wasn't even a basketball fan. But it was like the first time hearing about someone's dad getting murdered.
My name is Micah Jordan, so I've always liked him. If you guys are ever bored, you need to look up Charles Barkley golfing. It is the best thing I've ever seen. Ever.
Oh.
His swing is the worst swing. And I don't know why they keep putting him on TV, but it's incredible.
Michael Jordan's dad was killed in 93. But that's like one of my first, don't you remember like hearing about things in the news and being affected by them? Like the first time that that started happening, or like when you processed things like that.
Yeah. My first like news thing that I was really like aghast at, I think, was OJ.
Oh, right. And that was 93 also.
I was going to say OJ.
That was also 1993.
Damn.
What a year, man. 93 was not good.
My brother was born in 93.
Do we like him or no?
Do a wellness check. Make sure he's okay. That was a rough year.
Fine. Okay, I just have to say, still touching on Miami, the opera performance, like the song Ave Maria will never not give me chills.
And was that Julia singing? She sounded 1,000 times better.
She did. And it also gave me flashbacks of, because it was like kind of when it went into the techno version or whatever version that was, it gave me flashbacks of my favorite movie that didn't come out in 93, but like a couple years after, is Romeo and Juliet with Leo and Claire Danes. That's my movie. That is my movie.
Mine's Clueless.
Oh, see?
That, I don't know when that came out, but it's better than that.
No.
Just kidding. Yes,
I will fight you to the death.
That's fine. I'll win.
That's fine.
I feel like I'm going to go different and just say Romy and Michelle. I'm going to throw that one out there.
Oh my God. You might win.
Ooh.
Romy and Michelle. Remember? Oh, Romero. Wasn't his name? Romero? Oh, you were an earthquake.
Yes. No, that was his name.
She wanted to borrow the car.
Oh, wait.
Yes. They had to get to the reunion.
She had to borrow this sweet car.
Ramon. Is that what you said?
Oh, Ramon. Yeah, Ramon.
Ramon.
I had that movie on VHS. Like, that was definitely in my VHS collection.
I think I did, too.
That is, like, the best movie.
I love that movie. They're going to make a sequel.
Oh, they should.
No, they're not. Stop it.
It's so good.
They're making a sequel?
Yeah. Swear. That's what I heard. That's what the streets are saying.
They should make a young version, like kind of do what they did with Mean Girls, like the younger, you know, like this Romy and Michelle, if they existed today.
That would be so great.
Have Tina Fey write it. Like, I wonder, it would be like the inventor of the Post-it would be the inventor of some other wacky
Janine
thing.
Garofalo knew the inventor of the Post-it. It was some guy.
Yeah. She blew the case wide open.
She invented the fast-burning cigarette.
Oh, yeah. No, she did. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the inventor.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That's awesome.
Was there any more Bravo gossip this week that we had?
Out of the loop. I don't know.
Out of the loop.
Give me the loop.
I was too busy yelling at traffic. Oh, actually, speaking of Miami, it was announced today they're coming back for a 7th season.
Yeah.
And no word on the cast or start date yet. Southern Charm was also confirmed today, too.
Oh, the production has started. We'll be starting.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sad, like, that Miami, that they even thought it could be possible that it would get canceled, because
they can. No, that's crazy.
No, because
that's got to be
people
bullshit.
Have said like that the ratings have been low, but like obviously we all know it's amazing.
Wait, did you guys hear about how they're gonna do the Real Housewives of Buffalo?
No.
Yeah, I made that up. I wish.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, are you gonna be on this? Is what your announcement is?
I'm too good for you, bitches.
Just
now.
Hire a
gotta
film
go.
Crew for a week.
You're big time in us.
Remember me in your ivory tower.
I will. Actually, I won't. Sorry.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up, ladies. We will catch you guys next week, where we will run the gamut of all the beautiful Bravo shows that are on our docket. So we will catch you next week. Please go to our Instagram, Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast, and follow us for premium content. And like, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.